Begley. Good morning, Cormac Begley.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
I'm awful good. How are you? Is it shocking down there the way it is in Dublin?
No, it's not bad. It's a dry morning, actually.
Good lad. You're blessed. Nice, yeah. The rest of the places were kind of sailing away here, the way things are going.
So we're always good. Blessed in the kingdom, mate.
Good. Oh, here we go. That didn't take long. Second sentence. Fair play, Cormac. Fair play. Now, listen, you're a West Kerry lad yourself, but you're in Seam Shatira this morning. Is that right?
We are. We just started rehearsals there 2 days ago on a production called Mom. It's a production that came about from Michael Keegan Dolan, a great choreographer and dance master.
Yeah,
he put a show together pre-COVID, which was produced in West Kerry.
Yeah.
And it's myself and concertina with a contemporary classical ensemble called Stargaze.
Yeah,
and 12 dancers from all around the world, and we put this together in 2019. And we toured a bit internationally pre-COVID, and we're just doing a tour around the country now, starting on Friday here in Seam Shatira.
I haven't seen the show. I saw a clip of it. My God, there's an awful lot of action going on. I've never seen anything quite like it. It's very, like the choreography that Michael Keegan Dolan did, it's really kind of unusual, isn't it?
Yes, Michael works in a very particular way. He encourages dancers to move in their own bodies how they would naturally, and to come up with their own dance moves. We worked together in a hall in West Kerry. We spent about 6 weeks working together, and Michael's a very special man, and he gets the best out of everyone. We worked for hours, probably 8 hours a day. We used to eat breakfast and lunch and dinner together, and got to know each other very well. And the result has been a really interesting show. It's very hard to put words in it.
Well, it is. This is the thing. We're on the radio now, and I was looking at it kind of thinking, how are we going to sell this? How are we going to tell people? But it's already, I noticed the Pavilion Theatre in Dunleary on the 26th and 27th of November is already sold out.
Yeah, it was sold out after 3 days, I think. Seam Shatira Friday sold out. There's a few other nights. We were doing 6 weeks throughout the country.
You certainly are.
Probably four concerts per week.
Yeah.
So we're doing 24 in total. I think 8 or 9 are sold out already.
Listen, word of mouth is clearly, but I mean, this was nominated for an Olivier Award for Best New Dance Production a couple of years back, and for the UK National Dance Awards in 2021. It's very hard to explain to anybody who hasn't seen it. The clip that we have, is that available for people to see online generally?
It's on YouTube, but also it invites people to go onto Pat Collins' website, thedance.ie.com.
Thedance.ie.
Pat Collins recorded the making of this show,
right.
And he released the film. It was in cinemas in February or March this year, but it's available online to see. Just to have a distasters of that, The Dance is the name of the film, but Mom is the name of the show. And if you put in Mom, M into YouTube, with Michael Keegan Dolan, or Taft House is the name of the company.
And which definition of M.A. Father M do you take on board? What does it mean to you, Mom?
Well, for me, that's got a few meanings. My girlfriend actually lives at the top of the Mom now, but
Mom is a mountain pass.
It's a mountain pass, and in between where I live and where Michael lives in West Kerry, there's a place called Mom, and I guess it's the journey when you're going up a hill, I guess it's West Kerry. It's the music of West Kerry.
But apparently, it's loads of meanings. It means like yoke as well.
Handful and lots of different meanings. The beauty of the Irish language. Some words have many different meanings.
That's very true. Well, listen, stay where you are. I'm going to play a little piece called "Toward." This is a jig. In terms of writing it for you, though, the music first.
How do you mean?
Did the music come first?
Yeah, well, a bit of both. Michael approached me in probably 2017 saying that he had a vision for a show.
Okay.
And And he said it was inspired by an album that I recorded. And then I'd worked with Michael before on another show in 2011, but got to know each other very well. And he asked me would I be interested. And a lot of the music is existing music, and this piece, To War, is a tune that I wrote for my godson. So that's probably one of the two or three pieces that were composed for the show.
All right, well, let's have a listen to it. We can't dance it, but we can have a listen. Here it is. Going on that we can't even explain here at this level, Cormac, I expect.
Sorry, I missed that, Marty.
I said, there's a whole lot going on there we can't even begin to explain, I presume.
You mean that piece of music?
It's a very vibrant piece, but in terms of the dance, we can't explain it to anybody yet because it is what it is. By the way, I was in the company of Mr. Liam O'Mainley yesterday and a few others. You play with him in a little ensemble thing as well, don't you?
It is, yeah. Well, we were playing recently in Killarney, Walker's House, together. But we've known each other for years, and we actually worked on a show with Michael Keegan Dolan as well.
Oh, right.
Called Rian back in 2011. Liam's a good friend.
He's a good guy, and he's a fine musician too. He's a really great musician. I'm very fond of him. Yeah. Very fond of him. Listen to me. The other thing, can I ask you about, I was looking up the beauty, this camper van of yours. I know, yeah. But and this is not a day for it now. Obviously in Kerry, where the weather's beautiful.
She's here with me, Iris. She's here with me. She's an old camper van.
Tell us about the camper van. You do, is it concerts that you do, outdoor concerts with the van? Is that the trick?
Yeah, well since COVID, since the lockdown, I remember the restrictions of 15 people outside. I started doing concerts from my 1979 camper van. It's a Mercedes. Came over from Denmark originally, and I've had it for about 4 years now, but I went around West Kerry initially and doing concerts in secret locations, and then over the last 2 or 3 years I've just been doing concerts in very beautiful locations throughout the country. And what I do is I announce I'm going to do a concert in a 15 kilometre radius of particular area, and then people buy tickets, and then on the day of the concert they find out that they might be playing a concert beside a waterfall or by a river or lake or by a beach, and then I could tailor what I'm playing to the location and
place that
are required there. So that's been what I've been doing probably, I guess, for the last
if the weather's right, it's a gorgeous idea.
Yeah, and I've got this canopy, this thing that I can attach to beauty now that even if it is raining, people are sheltered.
That's kind of cute, yeah.
Yeah, so I really enjoy it.
How long, musical family, but you play, it says here, 13 concertinas. So, you'd have to be an octopus to do that. But what age did you start? You presumably started playing real when you were small, did you?
Well, yeah, we were, like, there's music in the house, so
right.
From both sides of the family, and
yeah.
A lot of musicians, like musical family, a lot of musicians to pass through. But I had no interest in playing, to be honest. My father and parents naturally wanted to encourage me to play and force me to go to lessons. But on one occasion, I think they got the message loud and clearly when I got a butter knife and I opened up the concertina and I broke some reeds.
Good man.
And I was about 14 or 15. And then actually, it was my older brother then, Brennan, that inspired me to start playing. He started playing, and my cousins, Neil and Owen Begley.
Yeah.
I started playing probably 16, 17. And from there, I caught the bug. And so that's kind of.
And the fella said, it hasn't done you any harm. This tour, Seamshire Tear is just weekend. You're in Glory and Enniscorthy Ireland Community Centre, St Mary's CBS in Mullingar, the Barbican Centre Drogheda on Green Lawn Theatre in Letterkenny, Mullaghorin Community Centre in Cavan, Lime Tree Theatre Limerick, the Sports Complex Boyle in Roscommon, Black Box Theatre Galway, and as I said in Dublin, but the Pavilion, two nights in the Pavilion Theatre in Dunleary, and that's sold out. So you're running until pretty much the end of November. Can I ask you a question? The little girl that's in it, how did Michael Keegan Dolan source all the dancers? Because they're international, aren't they? It's not just Irish.
Yeah, there's no Irish dancers. There's dancers from all around the world. There's dancers from Japan, Australia, New Zealand, and all around Europe. Michael does workshops in Ireland and in Europe and England, and he's very sought after as a choreographer. He's probably one of the best in the world at what he does, and there's a huge demand and interest in working with him because he's a very particular way of working, and he treats all the artists very well, and he's a special person to work with. So he does workshops, and then it's kind of auditions, his daughter Ellie is the girl and his partner Rochelle is French. She's a brilliant dancer, and she's involved in the show as well.
Well, just to remind people again, if they want to check it out, because again, it would give them a sense of what it is, because we can only explain so much on the radio, you need to kind of get a sense to see it, is Pat Collins' film, The Dance, which came out last year, the documentary, which would probably be the best way to do it. Listen, Cormac, thanks for joining us this morning, and the very best of luck down there. I hope the weather stays fine for you.
Same. But we'll be indoors rehearsing, so it won't really matter.
But you won't be taking Beauty the campervan out for any sessions, not in the next while, I presume, because you're up to your eyes with this.
Not over the next 6 weeks, but probably again, maybe one in December, if the weather...
Good man yourself. Well, listen, keep the faith. We're going to play Rolling in the Barrel. Do you want to tell us about that before we play it? Do you want to give me a sense?
It's a real Rolling in the Barrel that goes into O'Neill's Cavalcade, and it's played on a bass concertina. And O'Neill Cavalcade, you'll recognise the tune. It's an old tune that's probably 400 years old. It's a war tune that's like warriors up to battle. It was used for Jackie's army, and the horselet called it Darragh Doom. I think they said they composed it, but it's actually an older piece that the O'Neill's clan marched into battle.
So horselet didn't compose it at all?
They didn't, no, but they claimed to.
Bombshell. Jim Lockhart isn't listening. Oh, jeepers, we'll be in trouble now. And listen, keep the faith and have a great time, and the best of luck in Seamshire Tear on the 21st. All right, Cormac?
Good morning.
Slán, good luck.